Blog Talk Radio.
Love.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. We come to you today, Joy and Peace Outreach, where we, it's no other than Overseer Sadie Elliott, have come with an exciting topic today. Hope you enjoy the topic we have. But before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do in each and every one of our lives this day with this broadcast to Him, the Father. Let it touch somebody's heart and mind today as we go forth with the broadcast today. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, I hope you have your Bibles today with you. Today we're going to be coming from quite a few chapters. 2 Timothy 4, 6 and 10, 1 John 2, 15 and 17, Matthew 24, 12, Hebrews 12 and 3, and 1 Peter 2, 21 through 24. So have your Bibles ready, your pens and paper. You know, today our topic is Dumas Hat, Hate Forsaken Me, Where Are You Going? And when you think about that, over in 2 Timothy 4, 6 through 10, Paul just told us about this life. You can read it at your earliest convenience in the Word of God. He was a faithful soldier. He was true to the Lord. He was awaiting the time of his being rewarded, just like you are. He told Timothy that Dumas had forsaken and forsook him. You know, how sad are these words describing Dumas? He is referring to three times in the Word of God. He is called a fellow laborer. His name appears in the list of other names. You know, this is the last reference to Dumas. Paul writes he has forsaken him or quit seeking the Lord with Paul. How many of you all have stopped seeking the Lord that have forsaken the Lord, knowing he's doing everything for you? Don't you know the Lord suffered and died for you? You know, the world destroyed the reality of this fact. The world is sinful and wicked. It has nothing to offer that will last. You know, all that is in the world is not of God. The lust of the flesh and of the eyes and the pride of life are not of God. You'll find that in 1 John 2, 15 through 17. You know, the world and sin chills the hearts of the saved. Matthew 24 and 12. Here, Dumas loved the present world. The world offered temporal pleasure. It is short-lived. If you look around you, the world is offering you something temporal. It's not less offering you nothing lasting. You know, Jesus suffered and died for us. Jesus endured the cross and despised the shame. You find that in Hebrews 12 and 2. You know, we are to consider him and his suffering, lest we faint in our mind. You'll find that in Hebrews 12 and 3. Jesus suffered for us. You'll find that in 1 Peter 2 and 21. He bears our sins in his body on the tree. 1 Peter 2 and 24. He suffered shame and rejection. He was beaten and spat upon. He was mocked and belittled. You see what our Savior went through for us? Why would you quit serving the Lord? He was crucified on Calvary. He was forsaken of his Father. He died the death of separation. You'll find that in 2 Corinthians 5 and 21. You know, Paul wanted to know Jesus in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Find that in Philippians 3 and 10. Don't you know there's a work for you to do here on earth? Would you rather save God or you want to serve the devil in this world? You have a choice. Since the world is sinful, those who return to the world and its ways serve the devil. That means when you quit serving the Lord and you went over to the devil's side. We are not to yield our members as members of unrighteousness. You'll find that in Romans 6 and 13. You know, we can be the servant of sin, found in Romans 6 and 16. The devil worked through the fleshly nature to work on the saved. You better stay in God because Satan is steadily trying to win you over on his side. Paul appeared to the Ephesians to put on the whole armor of God to withstand the devil. You'll find that in Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. You can read those verses at your leisure. The devil cannot get the soul of the saved, but he can destroy your influence and the usefulness to the Lord if you're not careful. So don't quit serving the Lord. Continue on serving the Lord. For you all that is driving the fence right now, come on back over to Jesus' side and repent that you may be saved, because it's hot up here. You don't want to go down there. It's hotter than what it is up here. You know, there is work for you to do when you look at around. We are saved to work for the Lord. We are saved unto God, unto good works ordained of God. You'll find that in Ephesians 2 and 10. You know, there's a race to run. Hebrews 12 and 1. There is a soldiering to be done. You'll find that in 2 Timothy 2 and 3. And I'm going to read that for you. 2 Timothy 2 and 3 says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. He wants you to be a good soldier. Don't quit. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. You know, Lot vexed righteousness, sold in the city of Sodom. This city was full of homosexuals who was wicked and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. You'll find that in 2 Peter 2 and 7. I'm not just saying that. You'll find that in the Word of God. Only the Lord can satisfy. He satisfied the longing soul, Psalms 107 and 9. He meets the spiritual needs of his people. You know, you are a new creation now. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says, your joy and rejoice can only be in the Lord. You can go to Philippians 4 and 4 and read what it says. Let me turn to it for you. Philippians 4 and 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. He want us to rejoice. He don't want us going around sad, don't want to do what he tell us to do. When God give you a commission and a command, get right on it. Don't wait 2 or 3 years, 2 and 3 weeks. When he give you something, he already know what's before you, what the task is. He going to give you the provision for whatever it is that he have given you to do. You know, no person can live in both worlds. Try to live like the world and live for the Lord too, and you will be empty and miserable. Turn over to Matthew 6 and 24. And I'm going to read what it says in case you don't have your Bible in front of you. It's in your Bible if you have not tore your pages out. 6 and 24 says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. It's in the Word of God, Thieves. Chapter 6, verse 24. You can read that yourself. We are to separate ourselves from the world. When you go over to 2 Corinthians, let's turn to that. 6 and 17 is saying, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. I'm going to read that again. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. He don't want you to touch the unclean thing. He's saying that in your word, in my word, in 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, in the 17th verse. You know, do not you know the saved need encouragement? Yes. The world would discourage you and others. It is always sad to see people quit serving the Lord and go back to the world. Many saved people wreck and ruin their lives. Some have to retrace their steps back to where they quit. For those that just coming on, today we're talking about how Demas had forsaken Jesus, Paul. How many of you today are forsaken Christ to go back into the world? We are living in a time and a day where we need all of Jesus, everything. When people talk about you doing that, you need all that and some more, because we are living in dangerous and treacherous times. We need to know that we know that we are saved. It's not time out for playing straddle the fence. You either for God or you against God. I just finished reading to you. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Before I said that one, I went up and said, you can't serve two masters. You either going to love the one and hate the other. You can't serve nobody but Jesus. If you serve the Lord, you're not going back with Jesus. And you're living in a time where you don't know where your name is on the road. So it's time and behoove that everybody gets it right. You know, there's so much talent, influence, time, and energy is wasted completely on not serving the Lord. That's right, talent. God have given so many of you talent that you're using it for the world. You're not using it for the Lord. He's given you influence where you've turned it around for the devil. He's given you so much time and energy, but now time is winding up. The energy is not what it used to be. You know, God's people need encouragement. 2 Thessalonians 4 and 18 tells you that. And let me turn over that to 2 Thessalonians 4 and 18. Tell you exactly what it says. It's in your Bible. 2 Thessalonians. And it's only 3 chapters, so let me see. I might have wrote the wrong thing down. Let's see. Let me check back over in 4 and 18 and what it said. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. When you think about it, how Demas had forsaken God. He left Paul. He wanted to go back out into the world. You know, Paul, right, he had forsaken him or quit serving the Lord. Please don't quit serving the Lord, no matter how the situation looks. No matter how bleak things are going. Don't matter what people are saying about you. Don't serve in God. You don't know where your name at on the road. Just when evil is present, oh, my God, and just take a flicker for you to do something wrong, and 40 years, 50, 60 years you've been serving the Lord, and all of a sudden, in a minute, with the blinking of an eye, you turn over to the devil's side. God don't want you to do that. He wants you to hold fast to his word. Today, some of our tag words we're using is quit, destroy, forsook. Who have you forsook to not to follow Jesus? Think about it. Whose lives have you destroyed by going back to the world? How many times have you quit serving the Lord and went on the enemy territory? We got to stop that, you all. Time is winding up. It's not long as it has been. It's funeral going on every day. two and three people that you might know of is going on in the glory. So when you think about it, a saved and sanctified funeral, Holy Ghost filled funeral, you know what kind of life those people live. But when you go into some and you see, you scared, you don't know what the preacher gonna say. But when you know your family have lived a life with Christ, you can sit up there with your head up, looking toward him, knowing that they are saved. You know where they're going to. You know they didn't quit the race just because some days it got hard. Some days it didn't look right. Some days it might not smell right. Some days it might not taste right with the things that people are saying in the world to you today. But like he said, turn the other cheek, but turn it the right way. You don't want to go down the wrong path. Everybody needs encouragement sometime. We're not on this side where everything is lily white, but we have to know that we know who we serve. And when you serving God, if you know he was crucified, if he was put on the cross, just think about us. Just think about the things, how he suffered for us, how he died, how he had shame, how he was rejected. You know we're going to be rejected. So my little philosopher said, if it don't apply, let it fly. You know, if it don't apply to God's word, let it fly. Don't even worry about it. You know, he was beaten and spit upon. How many of you all been beaten down with the what people say from that little red membrane in your mouth? My. When you think about that, I can't help but saying, God, they don't know who they're talking to. They don't know that I'm a child of the king. Because if they did, they wouldn't be acting like they're doing. They wouldn't be saying the things like they're saying. They wouldn't be throwing daggers to hit you. They wouldn't be out gossiping about you. That's when you hold into God's unchanging hand. You didn't quit just because something didn't work out or somebody said something. You stayed running. You was a fighting soldier. You were a warrior for Christ. Stay on that battlefield. Don't let them get you down. Keep moving. And when you think about what all Jesus done for you on the cross, his resurrection, his suffering, no, you may not be able to take everything everybody put down. That's what you think. But if you're a praying warrior, you can give it to Jesus and keep it moving. Don't let it affect you. Like I said earlier, if it don't apply, let it fly. And if it don't apply, you know it don't belong to you. So you don't even have to pick up that cross or somebody else's. Keep going with what God, stay in your lane. Stay going the way God have called you to go. You won't get long. You know, when you think about it, when you read the word, oh my. God is just so good. You know, to see people continue in the Lord's work strengthens you. The more I go, people say, how do you do that? It's the Lord. It's not me. I'm going in his strength. Yeah, my body get tired. My mind get tired. But when I think over in 2 Timothy, the great reward that God have for me, that give me a boost to go on a little bit further. Don't give up. Don't give out. Don't throw in the towel. Sometimes we got to go sick, going hurt, and going in pain. Still going. We still pushing. We didn't just stop and quit. A quitter never win. A quitter never get to the finish line. I don't care if you come in last, you come in first. You keep going. Keep moving. Don't stop. You know, our slackness and weakness will affect others. It may be family or friends when you think about that. You have some family members that quit long time ago. No matter what you tell them, they don't want to listen to sound doctrine. But God wants you to keep moving. He don't want you to turn back. The past is the past. You keep walking in your destiny going to the future. Don't look back. Sure, it was some heartaches, hurting, some people you had to walk away from. God removed you from. He moved them. Don't go back and grab them. He moved them for a reason. Let them go. I know it may hurt. What happened in the Bible with Lot? Didn't he tell him when he got him out the city, don't look back? Oh, I miss my mama. I miss my friends. Oh, my children, my this, my that. You start coming up with all this. Look what happened. Do you want to go back to the past where you was not doing what God wants you to do? You was not following biblical principles? What's in the past that you need that God won't give you in the future with your destiny? Your destiny is in front of you, not behind you. That's why you got to keep moving. You can't quit. You can't forsake the Lord. You can't let stuff destroy you. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. You know, we draw strength, comfort, encouragement from the fellowship of other saints. That's why he said, don't forget to assemble yourself with other believers. Now, a lot of times we may not be in the body of Christ like we want to, but still be hooked up to the line that's connected to Jesus. Don't forsake it. Encourage one another. When one is down, raise that other one up. When one needs prayer, automatically start praying that whatever it is will leave that person. They will draw strength from you, and you can draw strength for them, both of y'all. If both of y'all in the ditch, how either one of y'all going to get up out the ditch if both of y'all in there? Just like with crawfish. When two or three get into the top of the bucket, you can see them pulling, trying to pull the other way back down. They don't want them to get out. But you're going to get out because you got a determination. You got strength. You're not going to give up the fight. You're going to keep it moving. You're going to keep pushing. You're going to keep doing what God has called you to do. And you know what? Your faithfulness and favorability will help. It will aid and encourage others. When people see you being faithful with the little, God will miraculously do miracles in your life. I've seen it done in my own life. I've had but just a little, but I was faithful with that little. Then he starts adding and adding and adding. And that's what he'll do to you. And I don't mean material things. I mean spiritual things. He'll give you more wisdom. He'll give you more knowledge. He'll give you more anointing. He'll give you more discernment, more power. That's when you connected to God and when you stay with God. No matter how it looks to somebody else, you press on. He give you a vision, stick to that vision. Don't run behind everybody else's vision. That's not the vision God give you. Stick to the vision God give you. And when he sees you being faithful over that, he will open doors for you to go further in what he's given you. But so many people want to put their vision on the back burner, grab somebody else's vision, and when that day comes when God say, just like the people that buried their talent, just because they had one, they didn't increase it. Some had two, some had three, some increased theirs. That's what God wants you to do. That's why he don't want you to go back. He wants you to, destiny is in front of you. Don't you know the judgment seat of Christ awaits you? The world destroys the reality of this truth. No man can nor will live unto himself. People will live for the devil or the Lord. They got a choice. We are responsible creatures. We will give an account to the Lord of the life we live. This world will numb your awareness of this fact. Love for the world of sin will chill our hearts. For the Lord, our love will wax cold. You'll find that in Matthew 24 and 12. Our work will be tried and a reward given. Don't you want your reward one day? All the saved will appear at the judgment of Christ. You'll find that in 2 Corinthians 5 and 10. You know, the Lord will examine our work and will give us reward for those done with the right manner and motive. That means you got to have the right manner and you got to have the right motive. You know, this sure judgment should move us to live a life for the Lord Jesus. You know, Moses chose to suffer with the Lord's people rather than to enjoy sin for a season. He had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Do not you know Lost people need the light. We see them every day. It's our job to tell them about Jesus. You know, the world will dim your light. Worldly living will cause others to doubt the truth of God. Worldly living will cause others to mock and make fun of the Lord and his service. Worldly living will shut you down in witnessing for the Lord. Study what David said in Psalm 51 and 13. And let's see, if you have your Bibles, you can turn over there. I'm going to turn over there quickly. 51 and 13 says, "Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee." When you think about that scripture, when David committed adultery, Nathan said he despised the Lord, his law, and gave occasion to the enemy to blaspheme the Lord. You know, the lost need the light. Those you see that's lost, they need Jesus' light. He left us here to be able to proclaim, to encourage, to tell a sinner world about a risen Savior. We are to let our light so shine that men may see. You'll find that in Matthew 5 and 16. Each saved person can reach out to those around them and give them the light. We are to witness by showing, sharing, and sowing the gospel seed to others. You'll find that in 2 Corinthians 5 and 20. If we don't or won't go, then those around us will not hear. If you don't go to tell them, they will never hear. You got to go out and minister to them. So my last words for you today, be a light bearer for the Lord. This is the Lord's plan for your life and destiny. Be a light bearer. Don't turn out the light. Put the light on in somebody's life today. You may leave home and come across somebody that needs the light. Share the light of Jesus Christ with them today. And as I said, if I had the tentacles of an eye, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. And until next week, be blessed, love you, and have a great week. Bye-bye.